Good evening and welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shoman. On the program today, it's a wonderful day for all of us. Shubhanshu Shukla, the Indian Air Force Group Captain, is back on Earth with his Crew Dragon spacecraft, having successfully splashed down in the Pacific off the coast of San Diego in the United States a couple of hours back. It was a tense mission to begin with, but at the end of it, it worked out just fine. How important is this mission and how is it an important first step towards India's own crewed mission, Gaganyaan? That's the big one, a couple of years away still. But in terms of this mission, it's been truly remarkable. It's a great story of Shubhanshu Shukla, one that so many around this country, indeed around the world, have been enthused about. Let's take a look at this report.
For entry and landing, and parachutes are deployed.
Our space hero is back. India's cosmic champion Shubhanshu Shukla has made a historic splashdown, safely returning from space. A moment that now belongs to the history books.
Fresh water washed down of the hatch. Now getting some great internal views of the AX-4 crew.
After 18 days in orbit, Group Captain Shukla is back on Earth. Safe, smiling, and saluted by a grateful nation.
And we've got our pilot, Shubhanshu Shukla, as our second crew member exiting the spacecraft.
It was a tense descent. The world watched, India waited. Every signal tracked, every second counted. At exactly 3:01 p.m. IST, splashdown confirmed. Off the coast of California, the SpaceX capsule carrying Shubhanshu and his crew touched down. 50 minutes later, a moment of relief. Shubhanshu Shukla helped out of the spacecraft, his nation breathing easy once more.
As our second crew member exiting the spacecraft. And
from school children to soldiers, from ISRO scientists to everyday Indians, the country salutes its space hero. At home, Shukla's family celebrated the Ghar Vapsi with tears, smiles and cake.
जब ऊपर से आ रहा था तो फीलिंग थोड़ा लग रहा था डर लग रहा था मगर लेकिन अब ठीक लग रहा आ गया सुरक्षित नीचे आ गया तो ठीक लग रहा थोड़ा सा डर तो लगता है जाते समय आते समय वापस आते समय ज्यादा डर लगता है थोड़ा
फीलिंग अच्छी थी बच्चे का जो है वापसी हो रही थी बच्चे के अच्छी तरह जो है वो मतलब जो है लैंडिंग हुई और बच्चा उससे जो है डैगन से बाहर आया तो बड़ा अच्छा लगा देश मतलब दिल को जो है बहुत सुकून देने वाला लगा.
Prime Minister Modi led the nation's tributes, saying Shubhanshu has inspired a billion dreams through his courage and pioneering spirit by becoming India's first astronaut on the International Space Station.
I have the confidence to say that when Prime Minister Modi envisages the concept of Vishwabandhu and calls upon us to prepare ourselves for that kind of role, today Shubhanshu has shown us the direction of moving in that way.
From orbit to ocean, from capsule to country, Shubhanshu's space seva is complete. One more feather in his cap and one giant leap for India's cosmic future. Shubhanshu puts India in a very happy space. With Malvika Murli, NDTV Bureau Report.
Well, a fantastic end to the voyage for Shubhanshu Shukla. Group Captain Shukla back on Earth now with the Crew Dragon spacecraft successfully splashing off the coast of San Diego a couple of hours back. It's been an exciting visit, one which was delayed a great deal at the onset, but ultimately it seems to have worked out just fine. To tell us a little bit about the importance of this mission and their thoughts on India's space program, Clayton Anderson, a former NASA scientist, joins us, and Muri Bajar, a professor of aerospace engineering and engineering mechanics at the University of Texas. Thank you both very much for being with us. Professor Jha, I was speaking to you a couple of days back. Namaste. I was speaking to you a couple of days back, and we were both fairly excited about, you know, this particular mission. For the benefit of our viewers, how is that last phase, just as they splash down, perhaps the most critical phase of the flight itself? It's something people don't often talk about, but it's been that. It's been at one level dangerous, at one level exciting, right from the onset of crewed missions to space.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And greetings to everybody. Look, even though we send satellites and we send people with some frequency and routine. There's nothing normal about going to space and flying at several times the speed of a bullet and then coming back down and going through Earth's atmosphere, slowing down drastically and, you know, splashing in the ocean. So as you said, it is a critical phase. There's a lot of danger in it. And if nothing else, you know, we saw the expressions of Shooks's parents. Yeah. You know, when he got down safely, I was very moved by his mother being relieved. So, yeah, absolutely.
Clayton Anderson, again, you know, your thoughts on this phase of the flight. There was that 6 to 7 minute blackout in communications because of high temperatures and the buildup of plasma around the crew module. And that's always been the case, but it adds to the tension, doesn't it? When, you know, mission control reaches out to them and says, can you hear us? Can you hear us? And then it took a couple of times before that communication link was established.
It does. It's important to understand that for every space flight, we're going to go through the atmosphere to come home, and that plasma does cause us to lose communication. But, you know, we've done it before. We understand what's supposed to happen, and we can plan for that. We can prepare for that. I think that Shubhanshu was extremely excited, probably a little nauseous as he was coming home, and that's part of the deal, too. But I agree with my colleague, when you look at all this, it is not normal. It is difficult. It has always been difficult, and spaceflight is hard. So we have to understand that. We make it look easy all the time, but it's not. And we need to be ready to deal with any situation that arises in this very dangerous endeavor.
Professor Jha, I think, you know, what Mr. Anderson speaks about is important. India is part of the Artemis Accords, which talks about the peaceful use of space. You know, every nation has its own space ambitions, but in terms of working together, developing technology together, planning missions together, and perhaps even sharing funding together, how crucial is that as we try and, you know, expand our boundaries?
So I have to say that I can't agree more with Clayton and everything that he just said. I think that, you know, we have to look at space exploration as one humanity, even though we have multiple nations and each of us in our nations, we have sovereignty. But the idea of exploration, the ability to do this in a way that makes sense, that's affordable, and quite frankly, that is inclusive of our cosmovisions, our values, and how we do this, it needs to be a global effort. There's no shame in getting help. Everybody has different strengths and weaknesses. India has its own strengths and weaknesses, the United States, China, Russia. And I think we need to build upon our strengths to try to minimize our weaknesses and do this as one humanity going forward and being able to share the knowledge that's created and the expertise that's developed as a consequence of exploration as one humanity.
Mr. Anderson, last question to you. What mission excites you the most going forward?
Well, that's a good question. I guess I would have to say the moon or Mars. I think that we are destined, as we've talked about today, to go somewhere else. And where is that? It can be Mars. It can be the moon. I'm an advocate to go to the moon first because it's a training ground. It's a close test bed. It's a place where if we have an issue, we're not too far from Earth. Communication can be steady. Communication can be frequent. You know, that trip to Mars is pretty daunting. Regardless of what everybody tells you and what you hear on TV and in the movies, it's going to be pretty tough. And the folks that go there first are going to have a tough row to hoe. So I guess I would have to say, if you're going to make me pick, I would say moon first and then Mars. But they're both very exciting and very difficult.
Indeed. Well, Clayton Anderson and Muriba Jha, thank you both very much for being with us. It's exciting. It's an exciting day in India today. There are so many young people watching this program who would be genuinely enthused about space and the prospects over there. So thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. We leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us. Goodbye. So thanks very much for being with us. You know, your first thoughts on Shubhanshu Shukla returning from this incredible mission?
Say, we in Department of Space is extremely happy for the grand successful mission. We are very happy due to a couple of reasons. Because you all know, we are all working hard for making the Gaganyaan program as a successful mission. And this Gaganyaan program was approved by Honorable Prime Minister Modi ji in 2018, August 15. And this development involves a lot of things. We have to make a human-rated launch vehicle. We have to develop the orbital module. We have to develop a crew escape system. We have to develop environmental control systems. We have to develop parachutes and the entire mission management. We have to develop recovery studies. We have to do. Then very important thing in this Gaganyaan mission is interfacing of human being with hardware and software.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we have only one experience. 1984, Rakesh Sharma ji went to space and came back. Yes. We are effectively utilizing him, consulting him for a lot of things. Now, it is Honorable Prime Minister Modi ji, his vision 2023, he strongly felt the need of sending one of the Gaganyaan 3 out of 4 to International Space Station. And then it is his vision. And we signed a MOU and we are executing from ISRO. First of all, I want to tell the audience that the Gaganyaan 3s are the employees of Indian Space Research Organization. They are not from other organizations. Okay. They are our colleagues. They are working with us.
Yeah.
Now, the advantage of this mission is, you know, the 10 months, two of the Gaganyaan 3s. One is Suganu, our Shukla ji, and another one is Prashant Nair. Both were trained for 10 months. They got exposure. Second thing is, yes, when you are, I want to tell, when first time I went by flight, my village, a lot of people came to me and they were asking, how was the flight? Was it safe? A lot of things. But today nobody is asking.
So when it was, the mission was set to go and, you know, there were obviously quite a few delays. You had some real concerns about cryogenic leaks. And as I understand it, ISRO put its foot down and said, no, wait, let there be more checks, tests and corrections before the liftoff actually takes place. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
For ISRO, the safety of our Gaganyaan 3 and other 3 people are the primary thing. So yeah. We informed them to totally correct the rocket, then only we can authorize. Yeah. And then there were a lot of difference of opinion, but then based on our insistence, the launch was called off. And after that, when they located the leak point, it was a crack and everything was corrected. And because of that, it was a successful mission. And we Indians from ISRO ensured a successful liftoff of the rocket. Otherwise, there would have been real severe problem. But then, based on Indian education system, Indian knowledge and ISRO team, we stopped and we insisted for correction. And as a team, finally, it was corrected. And we ensured the safe liftoff. And of course, then Shukla ji has gone and he was docked on 25th, lifted off. 26th, it was docked. And, you know, major advantages are he is working with experienced people. And when he is going with the experienced team, he gains confidence. And we have also planned a lot of experiment. And experiment is not only done by Shukla ji. It was done in the ground by some of my colleagues. It was well designed. And he has to do some experiment that he has sincerely done. Whatever is expected out of him, he has sincerely done.
So is it true that you would not have proceeded with the mission had those checks not been fixed, had those problems not been fixed prior to the liftoff?
Answer is yes. Because for us, our brother's safety is the primary thing. Our Gaganyaan 3 safety. Not only that, we don't look at only our person. Four astronaut safety is the primary thing. Because of that, we told we will not allow to go ahead.
Well, a fantastic day for India's space ambition. Shubhanshu Shukla safely back on Earth. What does the future look like for India's space program? We've got a crewed mission coming up in a couple of years from now. This was paid for, but Gaganyaan is something that is Indian technology, which would really be put to the ultimate test. Jonathan McDowell, the British-American astronomer and astrophysicist, joins us. And also Shomak Roy Chaudhary, Vice Chancellor and Professor of Physics at Ashoka University. Thank you both very much for being with us. Jonathan McDowell, it's been an incredible mission. Could you, however, tell us, you know, your views, your sense of India's own space program? This was, in a sense, a beginning. We haven't had an astronaut up in space in more than four decades. He's back down safely. But what about India's own ambitions of getting somebody into space? How do you see that working?
Yeah, and I think this Axiom 4 mission has been a really important practice for that, right? This was not just a quick tourist flight of a few days. They had 2.5 weeks on board the International Space Station with Israel ground controllers talking to the astronaut, scientists at Indian universities working with the experiments, the same people who are going to be supporting the Gaganyaan missions coming forward. And so this will be invaluable experience for them in knowing, you know, how to work the kinks out of operating with an astronaut in space. And so I think combined with India's, you know, as you say, India hasn't had humans in space for many years, but it does have one of the world's strongest robotic space programs, and so there's a lot of space technology expertise in India. I'm very confident that the Gaganyaan program will be a success.
Professor Roy Chaudhary, where does Gaganyaan presently stand? There are a lot of technologies which India will need to validate. It's extremely difficult. We've chosen in many cases not to buy the technology, but to build it at home. What are some of the biggest challenges?
The biggest challenges, of course, is that going from an unmanned spacecraft to somewhere humans are involved involves a lot of different levels of safety requirements, and thus the expenses build up, but also things need to be checked and double-checked at every level. So it's not just whether somebody is going to be confined in a certain space for a very long period of time and looking at their biological and psychological implications, but also the safety requirements for re-entry into the atmosphere, leaving the atmosphere, and actually when it is launched, the kind of safety requirements. A lot of that has been worked out by ISRO for a long time. ISRO has been working with NASA to look at these missions. And of course, it's very different experience for a very experienced pilot who's been flying fighter jets for 20 years to actually man a mission or to pilot a mission to go out into space in all these hazardous conditions. In Gaganyaan, there are many stages still left. In small stages, some technology has been tested by sending bits of various parts of the assembly into space and seeing how they behave. There are things that are needed. For example, there will be a robot that will go on to space, will do certain tasks within the enclosure. That is being planned. Even before that, the various things to do with space in which docking needs to be done, tasks need to be done within the spacecraft, all that needs to be done. So there are four or five different stages needed. And I think it's invaluable experience that has come here from, as you said, India is not buying the technology, India is building the technology. And the one of the people who was chosen as the first crew has now piloted a spacecraft to go up and spend some time in space and actually experience for themselves what's going on. So this is very, very valuable experience for every stage of the Gaganyaan mission. Yeah. And remember, the Gaganyaan mission doesn't stop with taking a manned crew into space. It is just the beginning of various things that will happen after that. In when India assembles the space station in space, there will be four modules that will come together. They will have to be put together. And, that is another step of Gaganyaan. So here, actually experiencing the space station for ourselves is a very big thing for this crew.
You know, Mr. McDowell, what is interesting is that Gaganyaan is the first step, obviously, and assuming that it works successfully, there are some very ambitious targets. In the 2030s, we expect to have an Indian space station by 2040, or perhaps in 2040, perhaps an Indian a crewed mission on the surface of the moon. How important is it for the global space community to see India prosper in space? Because going forward, close cooperation, working together on pure science is so critical, isn't it?
Right, and I think it's, you know, this adventure of humanity expanding into space is really a historic process, and I think it's really important that all the nations of the world participate in that. And, you know, space technology now, you know, affects our lives so much with navigation satellites, with climate study satellites, and so on. And if all of that technology is just, you know, one or two rich countries, right, that they're kind of setting the game for everybody else, and that's not healthy. So I'm really happy that India is stepping up. I think that they've you know, laid the groundwork. The next stage, as you say, is to have India's own life support system actually support someone in orbit, right? That's the piece that hasn't been tested yet, and the Gaganyaan test flights without a human on board will be able to check that out. But pretty much everything else, you know, the SDX mission, the practice docking and so on, a lot of the technologies are in place now in India. And so I'm pretty bullish on the Indian space program. I think it's going to be very interesting to watch, and everyone in the rest of the world is cheering India on, I think.
Can I say one thing, Vishnu, in this, that I think there's a big difference between scientists working together and the space program components working together. So Jonathan and I have worked together as scientists in the same institute and collaborated on things, and that's very different from India as a spacefaring nation working with other spacefaring nations together to do this. And very, very politically, a lot of things have to be taken into account, economically, etc. And so this, what I find is that Gaganyaan and beyond, India will not work alone. India will work along with the private sector as well as very other nations. And the team building and the science diplomacy aspect of the current mission has taught us a lot, I think, and is going to be very, very important.
Professor Roy-Chaudhury, one final word, and this is something that interests you a great deal. Some of the scientific missions that India has been doing. So, you know, we've got the Aditya mission, which is an incredible satellite looking at the sun. The Chandrayaan 1 actually discovered molecules of water, you know, in the atmosphere of the around the moon. And our Chandrayaan 3 came very close to the South Pole of the moon itself. In terms of the pure science that ISRO is also involved in, where do you see it progress?
It's wonderfully, there are lots of interesting experiments that are, and missions that are being now designed by ISRO. ISRO is looking at whether they'll build, to send a mission out to look at atmospheres of extrasolar planets, looking at missions to measure the cosmic microwave background, ultraviolet telescope to follow the astrosat, and things like that. So there are pure scientific missions that are being planned on the back of these other missions that are generic space exploration missions. But one of the very important parts of having a space station in orbit is that there are some really interesting scientific experiments that can be done in the space station. For example, there's a very, very important X-ray telescope, ultraviolet telescope, that is actually on the space station right now that does amazing work looking at black holes. So our space station experience in this particular flight had some biological experiments, which were to do with the sustainability of future missions. But once there is an Indian human-led mission, Gaganyaan, and our own space station, India can do quite a lot of basic science, physics, and astronomy missions, experiments as well in space. And that would be a groundbreaking thing for Indian science.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you both very much for joining us. It's a great day. It's for us, you know, to have Shubhanshu Shukla back on Earth. But it is, in a sense, very much the start to a lot more. Thank you very much for being with us. We're going to take a short break. There's more coming up.